We've been acknowledging some of America's shameful history of, well, frankly, mob rule. We learned about the 1917 Bisbee, Arizona deportation, 1,300 mine workers, largely immigrants, forced into boxcars, dropped far into the desert without food or water. And there were, of course, massacres, the Tulsa, Oklahoma race massacre of 1921, hundreds of blacks killed by whites. But a couple of years before that, 1919, what's known as the Red Summer, across the country, hundreds of African Americans died at the hands of white mobs in Chicago, Washington, D.C., Charleston, South Carolina, and Elaine, Arkansas, where estimates run from 100 to hundreds of blacks were killed, the largest number in that terrible summer. In this 100th anniversary year, a memorial to the victims of the Elaine massacre is being erected in Phillips County. It hasn't been an easy process. Let's bring in Chester Johnson, who's white. He believes his grandfather, Alonzo Lonnie Birch, took part in the massacre. And Chester is co-chair of the Elaine Massacre Memorial Committee. Chester Johnson, welcome.
Well, thank you.
And also with us, Kyle Miller. Four of his ancestors, relatively wealthy young black men, were pulled off a train, killed during the massacre. Kyle is now the director of the Delta Cultural Center in Helena, Arkansas. Kyle Miller, welcome to you as well.
Welcome to you as well, too.
And start with you, Kyle. Did you know about this growing up? Because we learned in Tulsa many blacks didn't. The survivors, they wanted to keep surviving, so they didn't talk about it. What about you?
I knew bits and pieces. My dad would often say the Elaine riots, and he would make a minimal reference to it. I knew it was something significant. I didn't know all the details. Mm. And then when I got a little bit older, probably a preteen, he then began to share even more, and he began to share that we had relatives that had actually died in the massacre, but were not actually participating in it.
Yeah. Well, they participated by being victims of it, which is what happened to most of the African Americans. With just the killings began after a meeting of black sharecroppers. They were looking to join a union to get better working conditions. A sheriff's deputy showed up with a security guard. Shots were fired. No one knows who started it, but the sheriff's deputy was killed, and the sheriff then went and organized a white posse who went out and murdered men, women, children. Chester, when did you start hearing about this, and why did you think your grandfather was involved?
It was much later that I learned about the Elaine race massacre. In 2008, I wrote the litany for Offense and Apology, when the Episcopal Church, National Episcopal Church, formally apologized for its role in transatlantic slavery and related evils. And as I was doing a lot of my research, I came across this book that had been written by Ida B. Wells Barnett called The Arkansas Race Riot. And in that, there was a reference to the to Phillips County and this terrible event with so many African Americans perishing. And I grew up one county removed from Phillips County, and I grew up knowing nothing about this. And I began to do research into it, and I realized that a story that my own mother had told me about my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, coalesced with what I was reading in Ida B. Wells Barnett.
What did you think, Chester? Someone, you know, your flesh and blood.
Well, even beyond that, my father died when I was one, and I lived with my maternal grandparents for the first few years of my life because my mother didn't do very well. And my caretaker was Lonnie Birch, and we were very close. I mean, he took care of me 24 hours a day. And then later, I find that that he had participated in this terrible event. And you know, I initially, when you're confronted with that, you realize that maybe I can somehow reconcile the wonderful person that I knew, who cared for me so deeply, with this person who participated in the massacre. And over time, I realized I couldn't do that, that he would forever remain two separate people.
Well, you've been part of, you know, getting this memorial to this event built? Is it, it is that atonement? I mean, how do you feel personal guilt about this? I mean,
Really, it's a complicated issue.
Yeah.
I believe in something that's called damaged heritage, not necessarily guilt, but that we inherit a history that we did not make, but yet we are party to it. And that undoubtedly plays a role in the way in which I look at this moment in history.
Kyle, I wonder what you what you're thinking or feeling listening to Chester.
I'm thinking about how even in my family, how the results of the massacre, how it shaped us and shaped our family. You know, my grandfather, because of the massacre, my family, his mother and father sent him to Boston to a boarding school when he was a young boy. And so he stayed there and then he went to college and then went to medical school. But it's particularly interesting because when he came back, there was almost a detachment. And we see now it was a part of his personality that even my father never could quite reconcile. And now, as I understand the history and the events of the massacre, I understand how he shaped to be there, because him being a young boy, not really quite understanding everything that was going on, and then being sent off from his family, it created a detachment that had a ripple effect in our family for years to come.
Well, especially if people couldn't talk about it. But I'm also thinking, too, I mean, that's the most important thing, how people related to each other, that the family was shattered, I'm sure, four great uncles pulled from this train. But we hear that they were relatively wealthy young black men. And I wonder if you think about the disruption. I mean, it disrupted the financial futures of all of the people in Elaine.
It definitely had an economic impact. One of the brothers there in Helena had an automotive dealership, and the other was a dentist. Yeah, so you have a dentistry business with – he also had a drugstore as well. That was, you know, totally disintegrated because of the incident, along with the car dealership. And D.A. Johnson, who was the dentist, who was married to my great aunt, after the massacre, she moved away and she never came back to Phillips County, never.
Yeah, that's a generation of building up businesses and income that was lost. And I want to ask you, Kyle, I understand that there were some African Americans in the area, and Chester, I'm going to ask you about this as well, who weren't as interested in a monument. They said, you know what, this might assuage you and make some of the whites feel better that they did something, but what we want is reparations. And where do you weigh in on that?
Well, concerning reparations, I think that there are some valid discussions and arguments to be made, both, you know, for reparations. This is one piece, you know, and I think that's how we have to look at it. It's one piece of the puzzle in building upon a foundation of hopefully even greater things to come.
Yeah. And Chester, I want to give you a chance to respond to that, because I know that there were some people who were not in favor of what you wanted to do. They, you know, some people I've read expressed feelings of, well, that might make you feel better, but it does nothing for what was lost for my family.
Well, I was actually surprised by the number of white people who indicated that they would prefer that this memorial not go up. And they had general issues with it in terms of, is this going to raise ill feelings, particularly among African Americans?
Dig up the past. Dig up the past, right?
Dig up the past. Yeah. Leave it alone. Mm-hmm. But I agree with Kyle on this, that what the purpose of this memorial is different than the issue of reparations. But the purpose of this memorial, or certainly on the front phase of it, is to raise an awareness, to also lead toward a level of reconciliation coming out of that awareness.
Well, Kyle Miller, just one last question to you. 1919, 100 years ago, but is there anyone in your family alive who knew your great uncles, those four young men who were murdered, who you know, maybe for them going to this memorial will maybe heal something? Is there anyone alive who knew them?
No. However, I will say this. You know, my great aunt, who was married to D.A. Johnston, who was one of the brothers who was murdered, after the massacre, she moved to Chicago. And like I said, she never came back. And it was only until this past year at a family reunion that that side of the family ever came to Helena, to Phillips County. And that was the first time they had ever been to Phillips County in almost 100 years. And so that was a whole population of our family that we've now connected to as a result of the moving towards the monument. And they'll be there in September.
That's Kyle Miller, the director of the Delta Cultural Center in Helena, Arkansas. And we've also been speaking with Chester Johnson, co-chair of the Elaine Massacre Memorial Committee. Chester, Kyle, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us this time.